counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20. Myself, Brian Cleveland, joined by my fine co-host, Anthony Enman, attempting to switch roles at the beginning of the radio show just to see what would happen.
I think it's fun.
I think it's pretty fun.
It's okay. It's okay now.
You're tuned in to the program that comes at you every single week for 2 hours, counting down the most played Canadian campus and community radio records of the week. From Earshot, which is found at earshot-online.com, Anthony's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the National Top 50 as well as charts from all the reporting stations, normally 30-plus stations reporting their charts. You can also find specialty charts including jazz, folk, rock, roots, blues, all kinds of great stuff, interviews, reviews, and loads more. Check it out, earshot-online.com. You see,
that's about as far as I can get. I don't know the rest. I don't know the rest of your script.
<It's 'cause laughs>
not that there's much of a script.
No,
there is no actual script.
It's just all my brain.
Just information.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview and play something from your latest release. We're doing that in this show. We've got all kinds of stuff on the way for you. What do the charts look like, Brian? Are they we'll go back now. We'll go back to,
Sure.
our original roles.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been tons and tons of movement over the last couple of weeks. We had a new number one crop up a couple of weeks in a row. There was 1 or 2 weeks in a row where almost nothing was sitting still, not a single record in the same spot. There's a little bit of stick-to-itiveness this week for some fine new releases that we've had. We do say goodbye to one album. Jose Gonzalez is back down to number 29 from number 17. We have a debut this week. And otherwise, you know, every single week, no matter what happens on the charts, we're going to bring you 2 hours of really awesome music and some fine chat with folks such as Andy from Find the Others.
Yeah, where are they? We're going to find them. They're coming up in a little bit.
You're going to find the others?
I found him. I don't know where the others are. He didn't bring the others with him.
ER and the other, you interviewed a couple weeks in a row with his
I did, but he brought the
different others.
Yes.
It's all very confusing.
Oh, it is confusing. We also chat with Stephen Karlick. We've got all kinds of news, including some great festival announcements, more coming out for festivals. So that's really good stuff. And your first 10 in this hour of the program. It's all going to happen, and it's all coming at you right now. We're going to kick things off with your number 20 spot.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to start it off right here at number 20, up from number 31. Believe it or not, the High Dials are back into the program. They have a great new record out called In the AM Wilds, and it's been off to our program for a couple of weeks, and we're going to hear from it again. We're going to hear Evil Twin. Will Butler this week from number 16 last week down to number 19, Sing to Me from the record Policy. And at number 18, down from number 12, it's Siskiyou from the album Nervous. You're going to hear Jesus in the 70s.
Here's the High Dials, your number 20 this week, a song called Evil Twin. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Changed into someone completely
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Sing to me. Sing to me. 'Cause I'm tired and I don't wanna talk no more. Oh, sing to me. Sing to me. 'Cause I'm tired like I've never been before. 'Cause I'm tired and I don't wanna talk no more. Oh, sing to me. Sing to me. 'Cause I'm angry, but I don't wanna yell no more. 'Cause I'm angry, but I've been very wrong before. Oh, yesterday's questions are still upon my mind. Yesterday's answers are begging for more time, but they can't tell me why. Sing to me. 'Cause I'm so scared of what is waiting through the door. Oh, sing to me. Sing to me. 'Cause I'm so scared. I'm lonely like I've never been before. 'Cause I'm tired, but I don't wanna talk no more.
Earshot 20. Number 18. Story to
That was Jesus in the 70s by Sisk Yu at number 18. And down from number 12 is their latest Nervous. At number 19, down from 16, was Will Butler from the album Policy. You heard Sing to Me. And we kicked it all off this week with Evil Twin by the High Dials. Their latest record is called In the AM Wiles. It's at number 20, up from number 31.
Find the Others are set to release their new album Empire of Time this month, and it promises to please the ears. Andy Shepherd of the band is on the show to chat about the new album and upcoming tour. Andy, thanks for dropping us a line.
Thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you.
So, lots of excitement surrounding this release. What was your favorite part of the recording process?
Oh, you know, it was a long process, but probably the highlight of it was when we went to Iceland. We did some recording in Reykjavik at Greenhouse Studios with a producer named Valgeir Sigurdsson, who people might know. He'd produced a couple of Björk's records, and he's got a name for himself as a musician as well. And we traveled around the country and did some video work as well. It's like being on the moon. It's just an incredible place.
Can we expect anything different from this album compared to your previous ones?
I think the songs are more fully formed on this one. I did a fair bit of instrumental stuff on the last one, but it's like 90% songs this time. And you know, we had a lot more kind of collaboration in the process of putting the songs together. So, you know, I did quite a bit of work with Valgeir in Reykjavik, and then with a great East Coast musician who's actually based in Toronto, Josh Van Tassel. And then just, back and forth with a bunch of different musicians to kind of create the final product.
It's always great to take the album on tour, and you'll be doing an Eastern Canadian tour over the next few months. Any plans to tour the rest of Canada at the moment?
Yeah, so we're doing a kind of mini tour in April, mid-April. We go to Toronto and Ottawa, Montreal, and Quebec City. But then over the summer, I'm in BC, I'm in St. John, New Brunswick, Moncton, Halifax for the Jazz Festival on July 9th, I think. And then a couple more festivals in Ontario and BC. So yeah, it's going to be a kind of busy summer, actually.
So all kinds coming up. And for those listening to this live in its debut spot in St. John, New Brunswick, where the show is broadcast first, it is July 2nd when you can see this band play, Find the Others, and it's at the Rosse Common. So you
That's
can
right.
check that out and check out all the other tour dates. So can we expect anything else? Is anything else in the works? I know a lot of artists will, even when they're doing their touring and stuff, they write and they'll be thinking about what's coming up. Do you have plans, or are you just kind of going with the flow?
Well, right now it's getting out there and playing as much as possible, but over the coming weeks I've got a bunch of stuff to release. So when we were in Iceland, I took an amazing video director out with me, a guy named Jared Rabb, who just won a Prism Prize, actually. And he followed us around, and we went on location all around the country, and he shot this it's a stunning video. We did it partly in Iceland and partly in Ontario, and then he blended it together, and it's just, I can't say giving it away, but it's just mind-bending. And so that's going to be the big, releasing that is, we've had, in a quiver for a year and a half now, so I'm really looking forward to having it out there into the world. And then I'm hoping to do some work. I'm collaborating with a couple of dancers and trying to write as much as possible. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to all that's to come. And findtheothers.com and also on Bandcamp, you can order the newest album, and we've got a track for you now. Andy, thanks for dropping in, and good luck with the album and the tour.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Here is a single from Empire of Time called We Stared at the World. It's Find the Others in an Earshot Extra spot this week, and you'll find more of the charts after this on the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was the title track from Father John Misty's latest, I Love You, Honey Bear, at number 16, down two spots this week. At number 17, up from 19, Samantha Savage Smith from Fine Lines, you heard Barely Lit. And we had a chat with Fine the Others this week. You heard an extra in there from their latest record, their sophomore release. It was a track called Night Owl.
All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown. As we do every week, head to the phone lines to chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there and a friend of ours here on the program and hanging out in Toronto on what you said was a rainy day, but I hope that you start to get some sunshine. It is spring after all.
This is the sunshine, this phone call.
Oh, you're so nice. Oh, that's heartwarming. All right, well, we've got lots of, I don't want to call it sunshiny news, but there is some great news to talk about this week, and we're going to kick it all off in this hour of the program, talking about Frank Ocean, and he's hinted at a new album.
Yes, which is very exciting news, because as some fans will remember, around the time of Channel Orange, he said that he might never release an album again. But as we all know, he has been quietly working on his follow-up to Channel Orange for some time. And he hinted on Monday, April 6th, on his Tumblr with a photo, a caption said, "I got two versions. I got two versions." And he shared the hashtags Issue 1, Album 3, July 2015, and Boys Don't Cry. And so people were surmising that Boys Don't Cry was the name of the album, July 2015, obviously a release date. Album 3 speaks for itself. But issue 1 is sort of interesting. And like you said in the caption, I got two versions. It sounds like there's a sort of an issue 1 part and an issue 2 part of the album, maybe. The photo that he shared features him with two stacks of magazines that say Boys Don't Cry on them. So it's yet to be revealed what that means. But a rep has confirmed to Billboard that Ocean has a new album and a publication coming out in July. So we'll have to see.
Very cryptic indeed.
Yes.
All right, we've got some festival news too. Keep your spirits up and think about warmth and music. Hillside Festival has revealed their lineup for 2015.
Yes, indeed. Guelph, Ontario's best festival is returning this year on July 24th to 26th. And they've now shared a lineup for this year's annual event. And, of course, as per usual, it's a great lineup. We all knew that the Constantines were already playing, but now they've also announced Daniel Lanois, Nels Klein Singers, Teen, Frazee Ford, as well as bands like Astral Swans, Bad Bad Not Good, Braids by Divine Right, Doldrums, Etiquette, Great Lake Swimmers, Mo Kenny, Lids, Doug Paisley, and Natalie Prass, Riley Walker, and The Weather Station, not to mention many, many others. You can see the full list at exclaim.ca. It's a great festival if you've never been. People who have been tend to go every year because it's sort of a pretty excellent pilgrimage to make to see some excellent bands in a very cool environment.
Because I'm not familiar with the festival, I need to know, how does Fred Penner play into it?
Fred Penner is an excellent performer. I don't know if you've seen him recently, but he's still got it.
All right, well.
And I mean, if you're Canadian and you are anywhere between the ages of 20 and 35, you probably saw him play at some point when you were a child. And like I said, I mean, you need to experience the Sandwich Song as a fully grown adult.
It brings back warmth thinking about my childhood. It's awesome. And more festival news to continue that conversation as we talk about Sled Island. We've mentioned before that they announced their initial lineup. Now the second wave has come out.
Yeah, and some very cool stuff. Previously reported Godspeed You Black Emperor, who are performing as well as curating this fest. They previously announced The X, Matana Roberts, and a bunch of others. Now they've added Swerve Driver, Teen Girl Fantasy, Cancer Bats, Loskill, Juan Waters, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, Cousins, and many, many more to the festival. Very cool one hitting Calgary, of course, from June 24th to 28th. There will be over 250 bands. You can see many of them at exclaim.ca, the rest at the Sled Island website. You can get tickets for it now, so if you're heading to Calgary, now's the time to do that.
Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a festival to check out.
Yes, it is.
All right, we're going to take a break and get back to the charts, and we will come back to you, Stephen, in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Milk and Bone. Here's a track called Elephant at number 15. And from 20, it comes from Little Morning.
Try, review.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Save Your Opinion by Kappa Chow at number 14, up one spot from the collected output of that fine band. And number 15 up for number 20, Milk and Bone from the album Little Morning. You heard Elephant.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And if you're just tuning in, wondering what the program is, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. And we're at episode 140, I guess, if you want to call it an episode or whatever you want to call it, show 148, which means we're approaching our 150th show. And of those shows, we've had a lot of different things. But I was thinking about going way back to the very beginning when we first started the program. And I was thinking about some of the segments that we've had, and like some of them that have stuck and that are good, mm-hmm. Steven, the music news and that stuff, the lowdown, and then some of them that weren't. Like, I'm pretty sure at the very beginning of this, I think it was in an effort to fill some time gaps, but we were talking about movie releases that were coming, the new movies that were coming into theaters. And I think I was just doing it to fill the time at the end of,
to appease yourself
at the end of the hour, just to have, I don't know, to have something. But it's been a fun program, and I think there are lots of programs out there, and there's a point to my story here. There are lots of programs out there who have been going for a long time, who might be syndicated on other stations outside of their own home station, as we are, and that's a reason to celebrate. That's a reason to nominate for the National Campus Community Radio Awards, which are open now. You can submit your nominations. For the most part, and I always got confused about this, for the most part, they do have to be self-nominations because there's some work that has to go into it. But if you're a listener of a program and you think that a show or program deserves an award, then you should definitely encourage those DJs to submit for an award, because it's great to be acknowledged for that. It's great to be acknowledged for your work, and a lot of DJs do put in a lot of hard work into their programs.
Yeah, definitely go check it out, ncra.ca, and click on the awards tab. It might even be ncra.ca/awards, but definitely go and check that out. It's also almost been 100 episodes since we've brought Exclaim onto the program.
That's big.
I don't know how many episodes that Steven's done. I know that he missed a couple, and we've had Phil in, so he might be at like 990 something, but
but he's still been with us for he's still been with us for a long time. It's been a crazy ride, and we're hoping that we'll be able to bring you several more. Until I don't know, maybe at some point after you're I'm gonna tell the entire nation, Brian.
No,
is,
don't.
Okay. I won't tell you, but big news. I'm gonna tell everybody at some point.
Sure. Not okay. Now.
So big news to come on Brian's behalf. Now you've already deduced it. So but we will be bringing you this show. Maybe we'll get a fill-in or something. Sure. Wayne was always good.
Sure.
Wayne was good.
Always get fill-ins.
Yeah. So we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick that off right now with number 13.
You're
going to
hear from Freak Heat Waves, Dig a Hole from Bonnie State of Mind at number 13, down from number 7. Don't go anywhere.
Number 12.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Pins and needles when you wake. All our memories became a collection of mistakes.
And if you're fodder for the same, you've got time to make a case. You've got enemies to blame.
It's the Earshot 20.
Down two spots, number 11. That was White Horse from Leave No Bridge Unburned, a track called Fake Your Death and I'll Fake Mine. You also heard Modest Mouse with Of Course We Know. That is from Strangers to Ourselves at number 12, up one spot. And falling to number 13 from number 7 was Freak Heat Waves with Dig a Hole from Bonnie's State of Mind.
That's something I can't wait for. Freak heat waves.
I thought you were digging holes.
No. maybe at some point. Fake your death and I'll fake mine. We'll have to dig the holes first. It's the Earshot 20. We are now complete. The first 10 of the top 20 from the national top 20 of earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums and we bring it to you every week on local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, first to broadcast every week, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. Big thanks to Stephen and Andy from Find the Others for joining us in the first hour of the program. When we come back, we have more music news, the top 10, and your lowdown. It's all coming your way next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.